Joining me in the Catalyst studio is Gail Van Gils. Welcome.
Thank you. Great to be here, Joe.
So you've got an interesting program with an interesting history coming up.
Yes. Search Inside Yourself. It's coming up on April 24th and 25th in St. Petersburg at the USF campus.
And this program has its origins inside of Google. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, about 7 or 8 years ago, one of the employees, actually employee number 108, Chad Meng Tan, used his 20% time. You know, at Google, they have 80% you have to do your job, 20% you can do a project you care about. And he decided to try to bring stress reduction to his colleagues at Google. Well, interestingly, only 4 people showed up for his stress reduction class. So he went back and said, what's going on here? And the answer that he got was, well, we work at Google. We're supposed to be happy. So we can't admit that we're stressed. He went, aha, okay. How about a class on leadership skills and developing emotional intelligence based on mindfulness and neuroscience? They went, yeah, we can sign up for that. So he basically covered stress in that course, but a lot more. And he brought in experts who helped design the course, and it became super powerful and popular. And so that's what we're bringing to St. Pete now.
Right. And then it got to be so in demand that they actually had to create a whole other vehicle, a nonprofit, to hold it.
That's right. So the training comes out of the Search Inside Yourself Leadership Institute, SIYLI.org. And it's a separate organization. I think they provide the training to Google, but also they trained a number of us to be certified teachers to take it out in the world and to companies and, you know, spread the good word.
Who is this right for? I mean, I'm assuming it can be right for pretty much anybody. But what are some things that you would say to say, hey, this is what you can expect here?
Well, it's totally aimed at people who are either leaders or emerging into leadership, because the skills of emotional intelligence have been proven to be more important than anything else in being able to be a good leader and really get the loyalty and have the inspiring factor in terms of working with others. But of course, it's good for coaches who want to share these skills with people that they're working with. It's good for therapists because it goes deep into mindfulness from a day-to-day and applicable to life situation perspective. It's basically good for anybody who wants to develop these skills for themselves.
When you work on these sorts of subjects, a lot of it can be sort of hacking away at the bad, and then other parts of it can be putting practices into place to augment the good. What's the balance between the two?
That's a really interesting question. Probably you notice some things that may bother you, if that's what the bad is. You may notice ruminative thinking patterns, or you might notice how hard you are on yourself, how critical you are of yourself. But that noticing is turned around into, yes, we do these things. So here's what we can do to work with that. Here's how we can work with those emotional imbalances in ourselves and being so self-critical. Here's how to develop self-compassion. Here's how to widen your net of compassion for others if you're critical of others. So you notice the negative, but it's focused on the solutions.
And a lot of that's ability to be open to those sorts of self-awarenesses have to do with confidence. Confidence is often tied to how a person feels in the world, how much they weigh, the opinions of others. So how do you deal with the issue of confidence during the program?
Another great question. So basically, the program progresses from starting with how you develop self-awareness altogether. Mm-hmm. And as you become more self-aware, and as you develop and see that you are not what you think, but that there's something behind that, even a moment of more peacefulness, more calm, you feel a natural confidence that's really underneath all the anxiety, all the stories you have in your head. So if you can separate the fact that you've been telling yourself stories, and that's where the lack of confidence comes from, and that the confidence is getting in touch with sort of home base, mm-hmm. It's developing the capacity to tap into, and obviously it's not all going to happen in 2 days, but really the possibility of tapping into this sort of unconditional confidence that is the core of good leadership. So that's why all of this builds this capacity to be a good leader.
So a journey to authenticity and then the ability to be comfortable with that authenticity and maintain it.
That's right, even in difficult situations. So I think that's where, you know, when the program starts to go into how to have difficult conversations, how to work with people that are different than you, that's where it really becomes powerful. So we go all the way there.
And I'm assuming that there are there's a flexibility to approaches based on whether a person's an introvert or an extrovert, whether they handle conflict well, whether they don't handle conflict well. So it's, again, going back to that authenticity and then using some of your techniques and tools to be the best leader in that direction.
That's right. I love your questions, Joe. They're so good. Okay, so yes, there are actually a lot of modalities in the program to address the fact that people learn differently and work differently. So one way of becoming more self-aware is through breathing meditation and noting what you're thinking and coming back and starting to see your patterns that way. Another way of developing awareness is through journaling. So we work with journaling in a couple of different ways. Another way to become aware of what's going on is through having a really mindful conversation and not interrupting all the time and seeing what that feels like. So there's lots of different modalities and lots of different exercises and avenues that we use to explore all of this. And then every long practice that you could do potentially at home has a micro practice that you can do on the spot at work so that you can apply this right away. So it's really very flexible.
You've taught these classes obviously before.
Yeah.
How much of a role does gender play in the folks who are in the class? And do you feel like you can deliver your message in the same way, or how much do you feel sort of a push-pull on changing your message to consider gender?
In my experience, totally gender neutral.
Really?
Yeah. There's really not a gender issue. In fact, I'm co-teaching with a male. I like to do that so that balances out the dynamic there. I think historically that more women have been attending these programs in other places.
Mm-hmm.
But at our program, I think it's equally balanced. I think it's half and half, men and women. So this really applies across the board. But it is interesting that it has attracted a lot of women. And yet I think that women have, in some ways, always been interested in the fields of self-development and psychology and coaching. They're maybe more predominant in those fields as well.
A lot of times when in these types of classes, I always wonder if men and women will react differently to it. You know, I think about yoga classes and they tend to be more women than men. But what's interesting about this particular class is that it was originally developed, you know, for engineers, a traditionally male endeavor at Google, and there's a lot of science behind it.
Right. So I think that really makes this a strong program because everything that we offer for the participants to consider doing, we also offer the scientific, neuroscientific explanation for why this is important. And I'll tell you, I myself have been practicing meditation for more than 30 years, and I can testify to the benefits, but I've been thrilled to discover why the benefits happen. They happen because our brain changes. It develops further where we place attention. So if we place attention on the areas that we're doing in this program, such as training of attention, training of focus, opening ourselves to self-compassion and empathy for others. All of those areas, as you place attention on them, actually change. The brain is neuroplastic. It changes our brains. So this is a scientifically validated program, and the before and after results have been scientifically validated.
Sounds like a great program. I appreciate you bringing it to USF St. Pete, and all the information for signing up will be in the article.
Wonderful. Thank you for this opportunity to talk with you, Joe.